record on the issue. And so, you know, I think that, I mean, I've never been a huge fan of divestment, and that's another subject, and we don't need to get into that. But what I do think divestment did was to give college kids something to talk about, because your post talked about the fact that people just don't, I mean, except for all of us fanatics and, you know, zealots, ordinary people don't talk about this issue very much. Well, college kids have, because, you know, that rotten college president, or that, you know, that that dean down the hall, you know, won't sell their coal stocks at Podunk. And isn't that an outrage? And, you know, they had something that they could bond with. So I think that the divestment movement did succeed in creating a consciousness and a conversation piece, a way to elevate the climate issue. What I'm hoping, and, you know, it may be completely unrealistic to think this, but that if we could get people talking about the immediate urgency to put a price on carbon, because, you know, that really is, in my opinion anyway, the necessary, if not sufficient, solution to this problem. I mean, we got to do that, you know, and so, you know, we tried in a series to approach that question in a number of different ways. We did a story about some kids, about a kid from Texas Tech, of all places, you know, a school that's a farm team for the petroleum industry, who's a zealot on carbon pricing. And I think it's a really good and interesting and entertaining story, believe it or not. If we could focus attention on, you know, there are 100 things to do about climate change. You can buy a Prius, you can eat less meat, you can screw in an LED light bulb. I mean, people get lost in that stuff. I mean, all of which I approve of. But and even if you want to divest, that's fine with me. It's okay. Yeah. Get off on that. But I think that if we could focus on carbon pricing as something that is urgently necessary, you know, there's actually going to be a vote in Washington State on the 8th on carbon pricing, and, you know, which may or may not win, but